Talking today with John Collison with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Let's talk 777. We're 10 months away, basically, from November general elections. We're starting to see the opposition raise their head up a little bit. Everybody seems to be feeling this could be a very, very tough fight.
You know, it always is. A state question's really hard to do. It really is. If it wasn't, it'd happen all the time. And the opposition, I think, is raising their head because they want to know what it's about. 95% of all farms in Oklahoma are family-owned farms. You know, it's easy to come in from California and say this is for big ag and for big industry. Well, it's just not true. And just because you say it doesn't make it true. And so these other opposition groups that are out there making these wild accusations, it's just simply not true. And as we go down the road and we educate people about that this is for Oklahoma, that this is run by an Oklahoma, by Oklahomans, by the industry itself, that are family farms, that live and work on family farms, and want to protect ourselves from these very groups that are in opposition to us, they all understand that, and we will pass this question. It has been, it's the train's on the track, and we're heading towards November. When you're part of this, it goes there a lot faster than you want to. But we're being pretty successful in fundraising and getting the message out.
And, you know, we're hearing all kinds of rumors about how many bucks, you know, folks like Humane Society may finally toss in. But we're talking, what, probably millions.
Oh, sure. You know, they've got millions. They go out there every day and raise money on to say they're taking care of dogs and cats. What they're really doing is playing politics. They're not saving a dog or a cat. And unfortunately, people that watch them on TV and send their life savings into these people to try to save a poor dog or a poor cat, unfortunately, it's going to politicians in California that are now going to come into Oklahoma in their fancy suit and ties and tell us how we should farm and ranch, what we should eat, what's good or bad for us. We don't really need somebody from California, nor do we need some environmentalists telling us how to raise our own crops, what's good for Oklahoma. We're farmers and ranchers. We live on the land. We are the original environmentalists. We are the ones that take care of animals every single day because they're our lifeblood. We understand this question, and I think Oklahomans will too.
The coalition that has come to all the various agricultural groups that have come together in support of State Question 777. Are you satisfied that everything is starting to click well?
Absolutely. Yeah, part of that group's up in Tulsa today, talking to the Tulsa world and talking to the Tulsans up there today, educating them. Yeah, all of ag does stand in harmony and in unity for this. We are passionate that we know what we're doing. We know why this is important to us. We need to tell people that if you eat, you are part of agriculture, and that's what we're trying to protect. We want to make sure that every day, there's 650,000 people today, Ron, that are going to go to bed hungry in Oklahoma. 650,000 people, think about that number, are going to go to bed in Oklahoma hungry today. We shouldn't be taking food off the table. We should be creating ways to put new food on the table. These other environmental groups, they want to take food off your table. That's not the business we're in. We live here. We ranch here. We farm here. We understand Oklahoma.